Brenton, a proud Wiradjuri man. The elder that I think of when I think of elders is my grandmother, Rola. You know, I grew up, you know, not very connected to culture, so I thought. But you know, my grandmother was my, you know, my source of all kinship and love and maternal. She taught me a lot of things that, you know, she's passed on 20 years now. May she rest in peace. But she left a big hole in me when she passed, and something I've been trying to fill, I think, in a lot of different ways since then. Embracing culture is my connection back to my grandmother. The more I paint, the more I get involved, the more I seem to feel connected to her again. I think there's a good opportunity there to get out and touch base with the torch, and I am a lot more open to doing these sort of things than what I have been in the past. You know, I've been in and out the last 6-7 years, and every time I've gotten out, even though I've said I'm not coming back, you know. So far, you know, I'd like to thank the Torch for the opportunity they've given me and a couple of the paintings they've sold, you know. It really builds self-esteem. And my painting and having other people appreciate it, especially from the outside world, people we don't know, being able to buy it, and it's really, really, you know, helped me feel good about myself again. One of the most encouraging things for me is my connection with my mum's coming back. And when I talk to her on the phone, she just keeps saying, oh, you know, Brent, I love your art, you know. Keep painting, you know. My sister's got, you know, pictures of my art up in her house with her partner. For me, this time, it's been the hardest time for me. It's the longest sentence. This is a sentence where I've come in this time as an adult and starting to realise, you know, that I've gone the wrong way and gone through some hard times this time. And without brother boys like Patrick, my friend Batesy, Philip, where, you know, if you're out there and you're listening, I love you, mate. You know, the kind of brother that would always come and wake you up if you're sleeping too much. You know, and being a lighter-skinned fella myself, you know, to walk around in a place like this and not be judged by your, you know, to have the brothers be with you all the time, know that when you're kicking the footy with them or, you know, painting or having yarn or have that connection and that brotherhood is something special. So, you know, I appreciate all the brothers that help each other out in here. Whatever it is that you need to find that connection with each other in here, you know, keep moving forward, you know. There is a lot of good things going on in here, and it's a positive thing that some of these boys are really putting in the time and dedicating themselves to making this a better environment for anyone unfortunate enough to be in this situation we're in now in the future, not just thinking about our time here now. You know, we're making sure that this is a safe place to come, a strong place to come, you know. You know, a lot of people don't like to, you know, say thanks to the prison, but we thank the prison that this is available for us to be able to do this. And the more and more these things are available, the more and more programs we have, the better we are going to go forward, you know. We're talking about a lot of things at the moment. We're talking, you know, out in the community, we're talking about treaty, and we're talking about the vote, and we're talking about all these things. But these are the things we can change, these minor things, these things that, you know, that take a lot of work, and these people here are putting in a lot of this work to do this for us. You know, I'm hoping all of us boys in here, all of us brother boys, but, you know, we can all make that little change and, you know, and really start appreciating the work people are putting in for us. When this NAIDOC week, you know, is here again, and you know, when the flags go up, take a moment and just think about it. Just have a think. You know, doesn't matter what people will talk growing up. Doesn't matter all that. It's time for the community out there just to take that moment, take that minute, take that hour, just to think about it. Just to think about what our true history is. What we're all about, where we want to go in the future. We want to recognise our past. Obviously, we're not living there. We're living in the future. We're moving forward, and it changes here, and it changes with us. And we want everyone to move forward with us.